We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We go out to Shinnecock, and joining us right now is Rex Hoggard of the Golf Channel. Rex, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
No, we're doing better than Tiger, I tell you that. Tiger's 12 over par now, but what a brutal day he's had. Now, everybody's had a rough time here at Shinnecock, but oh, my God, I'm watching this. It's been a rough day for Tiger Woods.
I don't think this is the kind of golf course I want to play. I play golf for fun. It's a cool-looking golf course. It's one of my favorites, but, yeah, it's been demanding. And, look, Tiger didn't have his game, and it's going to identify any kind of weakness very, very quickly, and he had a bunch of weaknesses this week. We saw it 2 weeks ago. His putting wasn't quite right. He talked about trying to get everything to fall into place on the right week, and there was a lot of optimism, but he simply hasn't had it. And look how difficult this golf course can get. It got out of hand really quick with him.
It did for a lot of people. For him, I remember back, and I forget what Joe would know the name of the tournament back in March, where it was exciting, and he was playing so well.
Valspar,
that's right. Yep. And there was hope of, you know, Tiger's going to be able to win a major again. Maybe he'll win the Masters. Maybe he'll do this. It feels like this whole thing has kind of been a disappointment, especially when you see what's happened today for him.
Well, certainly when you look at what happened to the Valspar in Tampa, he put himself right back in the hunt the very next week. But if you kind of look at the ebb and flow of this particular comeback, and look, he's healthy, that's the bright spot here. But there has been one issue of his game that's been a concern wherever he's played. On the West Coast, he wasn't driving it straight. He didn't particularly hit his irons well at Augusta, as I said 2 weeks ago. At the Memorial, he couldn't make a putt to save his life. And again, trying to get all of those things to fall into place has been the key. And I also think there's something missing on Sunday. I mean, even up in Tampa at the Valspar, he had an opportunity to win that, and we didn't see that magic, that flash that we're seeing from Tiger Woods in his prime. And that's not to say it won't come around. That's not to say his entire game won't coalesce at just the right moment, say in a few weeks at the Open Championship, but it's not there right now.
No, definitely not there, but it is there for DJ, who is lining up as I watch right now for a birdie putt that's going to put him 4 under. We know how good DJ is, and, you know, maybe he's going to win this thing. He certainly was the favorite coming in. How about the other two guys? They haven't teed off yet, and I'm talking about Ian Poulter, who's had a very good comeback year. We saw him win in Texas, and Piercy, who are the other two guys right now who are under par. How about – what kind of shot do you give those two guys here, Rex?
I mean, you have to give them a shot because the golf course is a little bit easier, so there are some birdies out there compared to yesterday when there was nothing out there. I mean, anything around par was an awesome score. But you look at the guys, not how they're playing right now. As you pointed out, Ian is playing really well right now. But you look at what DJ's doing. I mean, it's hard to imagine.
By the way, he just made about a 30-something foot birdie putt that was unbelievable, DJ, if you didn't see it. Unbelievable.
I mean, they don't hand out trophies on Friday at tournaments, certainly not at the U.S. Open. But it's hard to come up with a scenario how Dustin doesn't get this done. I mean, simply, he is becoming, with a win this week, he would become the most dominant U.S. Open player of his generation, considering he's fresh off a 4-stroke win last week in Memphis.
Yep.
He seems to have all the things moving in the right direction. And look, this is not a bomber's golf course. Everyone's going to say, well, he overpowered it. That's not what he's doing this week. He's doing this with his iron play and his putter and his chipping around the green. That's the impressive part in my mind.
What's the cut line going to be?
It's kind of oscillating right now. I think anything around 6 or 7 over par would probably be very, very close. But it depends. There's no wind right now. The rain stopped. The greens are a little bit softer. So it might be around 6 over would be my guess.
Are you surprised, Rex, of you know, we look at some of these scores. Rory's 10 over. Spieth is 8 over. Jason Day's 9 over. Phil is 7 over. You look at all these big-name guys that, you know, and I don't think any of them teed off yet today, but that have really, really certainly struggled yesterday. I mean, how about that?
Yeah, man, I'm surprised. I picked Rory to win. I mean, what happened? How am I doing?
Right. I understand.
I mean, for all of those guys, for that group particularly that you just mentioned, Phil's playing with Jordan and Rory, and I think they were 23 over par collectively. I mean, that just stunned me. You would have thought that one of those guys out of at least three, you can imagine one of them having an off day, maybe two of them, but not all three of them just shooting a million. And again, I'll go back. I'll give them a little bit of credit. It was a demanding golf course yesterday. The winds made it even more difficult, but some guys are getting it done. DJ certainly doesn't seem to be having that much of an issue. It is a huge surprise.
Now this morning, just to go back to today, because the weather's changing there now. This morning we saw rain. It was probably chilly. It's a total different world here in Manhattan than it is out there in Southampton. But I'm watching it now. The sun is out. How much of a difference is that going to make for the guys that tee off in the afternoon? Is that going to be an advantage for them?
It might be. It depends on how much rain actually fell and if the winds come up again. Again, it gusted to 30 miles an hour, and it was close to becoming unplayable. No one said it was unfair or unplayable, but when you get winds to that speed on greens that are this exposed, the ball can get away from you. And I think if the wind stays down and there's a little bit of moisture, they got it's going to help guys. It's going to make the greens a little bit softer, a little bit more receptive. It could. It all depends on what happens with the wind.
Talking to Rex Hoggard of Golf Channel, U.S. Open going on right now. Is this, I was asking Joe this earlier because you guys play golf. Is it more enjoyable to watch a lot of guys struggle like this, or is it better to watch guys making it look easy? I mean, last year's winner was 16 under. That's not going to happen this year. What's a more enjoyable watch in your mind?
I think more enjoyable is watching guys make 16 under, watching guys make birdies, watching guys make eagles. That's the more enjoyable, I think, for the fans. That being said, this is not your normal tournament. I mean, look, Justin Rose came off yesterday after a one-over round, and he was very happy with it.
Right.
And the fact of
right.
the matter is, he goes, I would not want to do this 60 weeks a year, but I love this golf once a year. The U.S. Open, it's golf's toughest test. I know it's probably not the funnest to watch for the folks at home and the folks here at Shinnecock Hills, but this is what the U.S. Open is supposed to be, and the USGA has done a very good job.
They really have. There's no question about it. Now, I'm going to throw a name at you. He was playing pretty well. I mean, last I looked, he's 2 over par. I actually got money on him, so that's why I'm bringing it up to you. And that is Tommy Fleetwood, who's, you know, really 6 shots back now at 2 over. He's actually played pretty well. He's somewhat in the mix. How about a guy? Can you see him making a big run at DJ over the weekend?
That is a handsome bet. That was a very savvy bet. I'll give you credit.
Thank you. I'll give my wife. My wife really was the one who said, Tom, he's also 40 to 1. So, I mean, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
Very handsome.
Continue.
Yeah, very handsome. Yeah, he's played great. And Tommy Fleetwood, he does it quietly. He does it differently than a lot of other guys. He's not one of the bombers on tour. He didn't particularly putt well for a long period of time. But he's able to go out and score. I mean, that's sort of the bottom element on this, right? And regardless of what your swing looks like or how you get it done,
right, right.
He scores. And he does it on bigger cases. I mean, he put himself in contention at the Masters. He's played well over the last year and a half around the globe. And no, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's able to put himself into the mix.
Interesting. As I'm watching DJ tee off here again. Anybody else that you see right now, Rex, that you could see? I mean, I know Stenson is 3 over. I mentioned the two guys, Poulter and Piercy, who are both under par yet. Duffner's been in the mix here a little bit. Russell Henley's been in the mix a little. Justin Rose, as you mentioned, is 1 over. Can you see a guy that makes a run here at DJ over the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we always see it, right? You know, a guy somehow carves out a 66 when everyone else is shooting 71s and 72s and suddenly puts himself in contention. I don't want to be repetitive here, but I think Justin Rose would probably be the guy from the afternoon that I would keep an eye on.
Right,
because
right.
He's already won this U.S. Open. He loves these conditions. I think he'll be a little bit more aggressive this afternoon because the greens are a little bit more receptive. I could see him putting something in the 60s and at least giving DJ something to think about.
Hmm. Well, Rex, we appreciate it. Enjoy it out there. And, hopefully maybe the weather conditions, then we have a little better weekend than we've had so far.
It's perfect right now. Thanks, guys.
It does look that way. Thank you, Rex.
Yeah, no, it's nice there.
Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel. Yeah, this morning when we started our show, it looked gloomy and rainy.
That's always, to me, a big factor with these tournaments, man. If the conditions can change so dramatically from the morning to the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
That a lot of times, it depends on, what tee time you got.
Yeah, that's...
And that's a big factor with golf.
And that's so crazy because in every other sport, when it's 25 degrees outside and you're playing a baseball
right.
game...
Right, everybody's playing
dealing.
At the same time.
Right, everybody's dealing
yeah, right.
with
no,
it.
No question.
In golf, it's sort of... You got to get a little lucky.
Yep.
And right now, at least at this moment, you're lucky because it looks beautiful
out
there.
Yeah, the weather looks good, and I don't even think it's that windy. Remember yesterday, we were watching the Fescue was flying.
Yeah.
Right now, there's really no movement.
Yeah, it looks good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.